Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
SM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Wonderful. Good time was had by all. I'm pooped.
Yes, I should be. Good Lord, what is happening in there?
Aurora Borealis?
Aurora Borealis. At this time of year, at this time of day, in this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen.
Yes.
May I see it?
No.
Say more!
From one of the classic bits of all the years of The Simpsons, the steamed hams bit, but the mention of the Aurora Borealis there, and maybe you got a chance to see the Aurora Borealis, unlike Super Nintendo Chalmers. You got a chance to actually see it. If you did, I hope that you enjoyed it. I did not, but I'd love to hear about your experience with it. 508-996-0500. I've seen a lot of photos and posted up on social media, and as I mentioned, Gazelle is putting together a big photo gallery. We'll have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but I'm living vicariously through all of you because I did not get a chance to see it. I was bowling, and what's funny is, you know, I was doing way too well to want to walk out of the bowling alley as it was happening. And then the third game, I just went in the tank. I ended up doing all right. I was just a little bit off my average for the third game, but I did not do very well. I was like 20 pins over, 30 pins over, and then like 3 pins under. I've never claimed to be a good bowler. Just, it's a night out. Get to spend time with my brother and some friends every week and get out of the house and get out of the office. So it's something. We go into every season knowing we don't have a chance of winning. 508-996-0500. If you did get a chance to experience the Aurora Borealis, the Aurora Boreanaz, if you watch Family Guy. But whatever it may be that you want to call it, Northern Lights, I hope that you did get a chance to see it. I'm still looking to see if there's anything that mentioned that's going to be happening tonight. I don't see anything. So I hope it wasn't one and done and I missed my chance. But if so, that's fine. I know tomorrow night I'll be heading out to North Andover for my Spooky Salem event at the Parson Barnard House. There are still some tickets if people want to go to SpookySouthCoast.com and get them. But I'll be out there late at night. So if there's any action happening in the sky at that time, maybe I'll have a chance. But maybe it's going to be one of those things where I just become convinced that it's overrated and I don't need to be part of it because I missed out on it, so it can't be that good. That's how I feel about The Office. I've never watched The Office. And when people tell me all the time about how good The Office is, oh, you have to, you of all people haven't seen The Office. You've got to watch The Office. Oh, man. Remember on The Office when this? No, I've never seen The Office. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I forgot that you didn't see. It happens all the time. So now it's happened so much that I'm never going to watch it. The same thing happened with the movie Hocus Pocus. People are amazed that I've never seen Hocus Pocus. Hey, sorry. I was a, you know, teenager when it came out. It was not made for me. And my son was never interested in watching it when he was a kid. So I've never seen it. Oh, I can't believe you've never seen Hocus Pocus. Oh, well. So, a listener once sent me the DVD. Still haven't watched it. I even tried doing a fundraising campaign for Chris McCarthy when he was in the hospital battling COVID. And I said, if we can raise this much money, I'll watch Hocus Pocus. Didn't get enough donations. Didn't watch it. So I have never watched. I think I set it at an intentionally high number so that would, so I'd be able to get away with not having to watch it. But I've never seen it. And the more people tell me I have to watch it, the less likely I am to do it. So I don't know. Maybe I'll feel the same way about the Northern Lights. Oh, you have to see them at least once in your life. Nope. Now I'm actively avoiding it. But I hope those of you who did get a chance to see it had a good experience. And I hope the kids got a chance to. That's what's so great about last night's window of time to see the Northern Lights is that it happened at a time when kids didn't necessarily have to be in bed. So maybe, I mean, if your child's bedtime is 7 p.m., maybe you said, oh, you know, I know we just put you to bed, but come on outside and take a look. But for the most part, you know, 7 o'clock at night, most kids could have gone and popped their head outside and had a look. So hopefully yours got a chance to do that. And I guess maybe this is the new normal around here. Maybe we'll have more and more opportunities to see these for something that never happened in this area when I was growing up. But I always would get wrapped up in this aerial phenomena that would take place. These things that would happen, celestial phenomena. Well, I remember when Halley's Comet came around. And it was like, you're going to be 96 by the next time this comes around. So you're going to want to see it. And I like stayed up every night looking out my window for it. Didn't see it. So maybe when I'm 96, I'll get another chance. But also, one comet looks like another comet. So if you've seen a comet, you've seen what you need to see. And eclipses, you know, I always try to make it a point to see eclipses, even if I don't stay outside and watch the entire duration of them. This year, I didn't really stay out for the whole solar eclipse. I popped out, watched the beginning, came back inside, popped back out, watched kind of the end of it. Because I had some other things going on. But, you know, I'm not going to jump in the car and drive 4 hours. But I'll take a look in the sky. We have these different meteor showers that come about. I used to make it a point to go out when my son was little. I'd say, let's go out and look. But now, I'm just like, meh. I mean, I had the whole telescope and everything, but I don't know. I guess your priorities change as you get older. You say, I could get up at 4 a.m. and go out and look at the sky, or I could just sleep. I think I'm going to choose the latter. But last night's Aurora Borealis was the perfect time to not have to worry about upending your schedule to be able to see it. So if you did and you had a good experience and you want to share it, 508-996-0500. Just don't call in and talk to me about, it was just like that episode of The Office. Like, no. Nope, never saw it. Now I'm never going to. Although I felt that way for a long time about It's Always Sunny. And then I started watching that. And I'm so glad that I did. One of the funniest shows of all time. I actually watched that when I started to work here in the newsroom. I was leaving my cooking job and coming here. I had like just about a week off. Never really had a vacation. And so I finished up my last day for the cooking company, the food service company I was working for. And I said, you know what? I don't have to start until this day. I'm going to just relax. So I watched, I said, I want to finally watch It's Always Sunny. And I made it through the entire series almost in like 5 or 6 days. It was because Greg DeRozier was working here at the time, covering stuff in the evenings for us. And he was always telling me I needed to see it. So I was like, well, now I can talk about it with Greg. And it was definitely worth it. And I'm sure I would probably feel that way about The Office, but I'm just not going to do it now. It's been built up into something it can never possibly meet the expectation of. So better not to be disappointed. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemail on the WBSM app. We're going to have our first Money Talks cash code of the day today. In this hour. And then 9 more codes the rest of the day. And then that's it. No more chances at $30,000. It is the last day of the contest. So you want to be listening today. You want to hear all those codes and enter them at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Because wouldn't it be nice to win $30,000? If you won $30,000, you could plan yourself a trip to Iceland to go see the Northern Lights out there. You could see the Aurora Borealis out in Iceland. You could have a nice big plate of whale and then call in and report back and tell me how good it was. You could do a lot of things with $30,000. But it's your last 9 chances to enter to win. Although, if you haven't done it already, there are some bonus entries available on the contest page at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And it's brought to you by Mirasol's Cafe in Dartmouth and now in Fairhaven. Download the Mirasol's app to save time on your order, and then you can pick it up right in Fairhaven through their drive-thru window. Also, at 9 o'clock, that will be the end of our Mariah Carey contest. So if you are trying to win, this has been a huge contest. We've had, you know, a huge number of people entering to win. Fun 107 is also giving away some tickets to Mariah Carey this week, and I have been very proud of the fact that we have had more people enter our contest than have entered theirs. But today is the last day. It's actually the last hour to enter to win because we'll pull our final winner of the week after the show is over. So you have about 40 minutes to get your name in there if you want to enter to win a pair of tickets to see Mariah Carey's Christmastime Holiday Extravaganza at TD Garden on Thursday, December 5th. She'll be playing all of the Christmas songs you'd expect, including, of course, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And then some of her other hits from her catalog as well. You know, I don't hate that song as much as some people do. Like, I know it's ubiquitous. I know we hear it all the time, but I actually like it. I don't listen to a lot of Christmas music. So when I hear it, I'm not oversaturated with it like other people are. I have the Christmas songs that I like, and I play them when I want to hear them. Those who listen to this program will know, you know, I kind of have a rule. I don't play Christmas music until the week of and really just a couple of days before because it's overdone. My mom starts listening to Christmas music in July. And I say that meaning I don't think she ever really stops. So I get it. Some people just like the feeling that it brings them, but I'm good with it. I just will play it a couple of days before, and I have certain ones that I like to hear, and I don't mind hearing All I Want for Christmas Is You. So, will I play it here on the show? Well, I'm not going to play it now. So don't worry about that. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, what's going on?
How's it going down there?
It's going good. Yesterday was beautiful out. Yesterday was about 83, dry, no humidity, blue skies. Just, the hurricane kind of pulls all that moisture out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you like a nice reprieve, you know, to kind of clean up. In my area, there was no damage, you know. No damage, because I'm a little more inland. Even though I'm further south than where the hurricane hit. So I'm closer to Fort Myers area. So it nailed like 90 miles to our north, and I'm about, you know, 20 miles inland. So none of the surge was even going to reach me, but, Yeah, yesterday was gorgeous. I mean, it's kind of it's a good thing for everybody who's out there, you know, the first responders with your electricity, just a cleanup in general. It was a real good day. And today's going to be another one, another real good day.
Good.
So anyway, the reason why I called is something I found online today and it made me laugh. There's a former candidate for school committee in the area who's putting out this erroneous information that we have proof that the government is creating these hurricanes. And I just sat back and I'm like, this is the same group of people who think that the government can't do anything right. But right. yet they are able to manipulate a hurricane, create hurricanes, which, and then I just started really going down the rabbit hole and seeing how much power and energy and joules that hurricanes of this size, a category 3, create. It's equivalent to 200 times the power generated in the world in one day. Category 3, that's how much energy is in one of these storms. And that person is like, yeah, the government's doing that. The government's doing, you know, I think I may have said it on your show before. If not, I've said it before in general. But these people, they go and they say a hurricane is going after these liberal democratic states that approve of gay marriage. And when the hurricane hits them, that's God sending it to punish them. And then when it hits a red state, a conservative Christian state, all of a sudden it's the government doing it. And this person is... She had a good chance of winning the school committee and actually, you know, making policy that does this for, like, educates our kids. And she believes that the government is out to get her.
Well, because
with these hurricanes.
Because there's a meme going around that claims how many patents have been put out there for weather control. But what they don't realize is when they're talking about, oh, you know, this cloud seeding program, that was designed to try to lessen the impact of hurricanes, not to make them worse.
Right. And you know what? And I would even put it out there that it was to help with droughts. But there's no way, no amount of seeding that you can create to initiate a hurricane that generates the amount of electricity produced in the entire, well, this is 10,000 nuclear bombs going off at once. That's what's inside of a category 3 hurricane.
Yeah.
And this person thinks, yeah, it's a good idea. The government's doing that.
Which community were they a candidate in?
Dartmouth.
Okay.
So you already probably know exactly what. Mm-hmm. I don't want to promote her at all. It's just wacky. It's just these people.
I just ask because we've had numerous instances of there being school committee candidates in the area who have been very uneducated in some of their opinions.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so ridiculous. And unfortunately, some of them win school committee, go on to become your city councilors or your selectmen, and then become congresswomen from Georgia. You know, these people... We need to stop putting uneducated people in office and on the radio, to be honest with you, quite honestly. There's a lot of people that are just uneducated that have TV shows and radio shows. And there's just, we listen to them like what they tell us is an educated opinion when in reality, it's not educated at all. It's just their uneducated opinion. And people take it for, you know, gospel, you know, they take it for an educated guess or an educated opinion, you know, and it's so frustrating when I hear people like that. And it's like, these are the leaders, potential leaders. And there's good amount of following with them. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of people support them and it's dangerous. I think for our communities, it's dangerous for our country that we put these uneducated. I don't know when it started, Tim, like when we started to elect buffoons to office. Like, I remember George H.W. Bush, Reagan. These people were educated. These people were diplomatic. And now we're going in and it's just, it's almost like the, I forget what book it is. You might know, where the farmer goes to Congress.
The farmer goes to Congress.
Yeah. It's like a farmer that goes to Congress and was elected to Congress. or may not be elected to Congress, but goes to, I forget what it is. And it's an old book. Somebody out there probably knows, probably read it. But it's that we have a lot of people going to Congress that have these conspiracy theories. I would rather have a farmer go to Congress that's focused in on an agricultural committee and can actually give informed opinions. But when that farmer is also giving his opinion on NASA, I think that's a little ridiculous. And that's what we have in Congress right now, unfortunately. But yeah, I figured I'd let you know. Like, there's people out there that are running for office, and they believe that the government is generating 2 major hurricanes in 2 weeks, by the way.
Right. I mean, that takes a lot. You would think they would spread it out a little bit more so they don't have to pay somebody overtime, you know?
Right. Yeah, you would think so. And then on top of it, you know, these are the same people who don't think they can run a school district that she needs to run for school committee. Can't do it for school committee. Can't run a school committee, but we're going to generate a Category 3 hurricane, and nobody's going to know how we did it either.
Yeah,
probably the chemtrails. That's probably what we did.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Like, I see those photos all the time, and I'm like, they are. Oh my god, they're clouds. They're just clouds.
Yeah. These people are ridiculous, Tim. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I'm just glad that we have WBSM with at least 2/3 of the people on your show, or at least 3/4 of the people on your show are educated.
All right. Well, we'll hold it there. Thank you very much for the call. You have a good day.
You got it. Bye.
Right. I've got to take a break because there are some people right now who are saying, Tim, I've only got 10 chances left to win $30,000. Shut up and give me one of them. And I will do that right now. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Thanks to both Lamone and Nana, who both texted in and said the movie that the caller was thinking of is Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which I saw a long time ago, I think in high school government class or some social studies class, but I haven't seen it in forever, so it didn't pop into my head. But, you know, as a man who quotes Jimmy Stewart movie all the time with The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, you think I'd be more well-versed in it. But DSY says, Tim, do you know that the Bibles that Trump is selling are made in China? Unreal. Well, I think everything is, really. I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and I've been wearing these glasses for about 3 years. So I was like, you know what? It's time. I need just a slight change in my prescription. So they said, you know, you could wait if you want to wait to get glasses. And I said, you know what? These are getting kind of creaky and the lenses are a little bit scratched. So I want to get some new ones. So I was looking at some of the frames, and the person helping me said, you know, well, these are made in Italy. These are really nice. And then she flipped them over and she says, well, wait a minute. You know, these are made in Italy, but these say that they're made in China. And then she's looking at all the other frames that are from that manufacturer, and they all said made in Italy except for this one pair that said that they were made in China. And I was like, well, I don't know. Like, could be that maybe they couldn't make that one design. Who knows? But the bottom line is, if it says made in Italy, but then one pair says made in China, I'm like, well, I bet you they're probably all made in China. And it doesn't matter to me, whatever. Just whatever glasses look good on me. They're a little bit different than the ones that I'm wearing now. And it was a huge jump for me to make into the ones that I'm wearing now to go with these, you know, the thicker plastic frames, because I'd had like wire frames for so long because I wanted something that didn't look prominent on my face. But the fine folks over there at AccuVision told me, no, you should have the thicker frames. First of all, they're more fashionable these days and it'll fit your face better. And they were right. And so these ones are a little bit less thick, but still kind of the same idea and a little bit more round, not rounded, but angled. So I'm like, if I don't like them, I can always bring them back. But I think they're going to look good on me. We'll see whether or not, you know, my eyesight gets any better. I don't know. It hasn't gotten any worse. So I'm glad about that. The eye doctor was very happy that I was able to lower my A1C, because that is a big concern that people don't realize, that people are like, well, I'm diabetic, but, you know, my numbers are always high, but it'll affect your vision worse than it'll affect, you know, your physical health. I know that's part of your physical health, but things that you know, will actually be experiencing for yourself that you can feel. It'll affect your vision without you even knowing it. And I love going to the eye doctor now, because it's so different than when I first started going years ago. So I would go when I was a kid, and I always had perfect vision, and there was never any problems. And then when I was about 19, 20 years old, one of the jobs that I had at the diner was, we used in those days, we used the handwritten slips from the book, the checkbook there. We would write out the order. The server would write out the order, rip off the carbon slip, give that to the kitchen, and then keep the front slip, and that would go to the customer. And then, so my job later on in the day was to go through them all and make sure that every kitchen slip had a slip that was paid at the register. Basically to make sure that the servers weren't pocketing money or giving food away. So I would have to lay them all out and match them all up. And I realized that when I would sit there and do that, I would get these nasty, massive headaches. And because I'm pessimistic about things all the time, I was like convinced I had a brain tumor. So I wanted to go to the doctor about it. And the doctor was like, well, did you go to the eye doctor? No, I have perfect vision. No, you did have perfect vision, but maybe go to the eye doctor. And I went to the eye doctor, and sure enough, again, perfect vision. So now I'm really concerned. And then the eye doctor said, well, wait a minute. Let's try one thing. And then tried putting a prism in front of my eyes. And that made all the difference in the world. So my problem wasn't visual. It was muscular. I had trouble focusing my eyes in on something at close range. So I couldn't bring, my eyes wouldn't focus in on and zoom in, like kind of point at the slips. They were kind of still going a little bit sideways. So it was giving me a headache. So then for years, I wore glasses that were nothing but a prism that I only had to wear when I was reading or doing work on the computer or whatever. And then my eyes got a little bit worse. So now I have progressive lenses. But it's not very strong. They even told me you don't have to wear them all the time. But I still do anyway. I used to say it was like the difference between, you know, an SD and an HD world, but now I'd say it's the difference between a, you know, 4K and an 8K world. But anyway, yes, I love going there now because they have the technology now. They basically make a 3D rendering of your eyeball. And so the doctor can go through and see every possible spot or issue with the entire eyeball, which I think is incredible. And I love looking at it and seeing, like, oh, that's what my eye looks like. So I'm doing okay, I guess, in that regard. So thankful for that. Because if my eyesight goes, two things that I need, my eyesight and my hearing. Or else I'm not doing this job anymore. Barry does a great job of having audio, you know, and because Dr. Nancy Duncan takes such great care of him, he's able to keep doing this job. But I worry about that all the time. Because that, you know, hearing loss runs in my family. Probably because they yell at each other when they talk, but still. So I try to stay up on those things. But you know what? I probably should go to see Dr. Duncan. I haven't seen an audiologist really ever since I was a kid. So maybe it's worth a shot. Maybe I should go. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We are also taking your app chat messages. We will say that there's... Lamone says, my new glasses make me look like Harry Carey. If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? I know I would. So the Northern Lights list gallery, photo gallery, we'll have that up for you later on. I don't know if Gazelle's still accepting submissions, but you can go drop them over on the Fun 107 Facebook page if you want to sneak a few in there before he starts putting everything together when he gets off the air this morning. But I'm still trying to find if there's going to be any more sightings of this, because it's been a couple of nights now that it's happened. Maybe we can get one more out, one or two more, so that people have a chance to get out there and see them. I don't want to be that guy that's never seen them. I don't want to be that guy who makes it a thing like, well, I've never seen them, so now forget it. I don't want to see them, because I've always wanted to. But I think, you know, I've got a rough idea of what to expect now, having seen so many photos pop up last night. And I guess people were saying that you might not see them necessarily with your naked eye as well as when you pointed the photo up and the camera up and took a photo. So keep that in mind if they do make a comeback. Sorry, I got distracted by a commercial on the television for Shucked, the musical that's coming to the PPAC, which we may be having some tickets for. By the way, we will have a new contest for you later on today. Because we are done with Mariah Carey this morning, we have a new contest that we will start. Give me one second here. Want to double check and make sure I got the right one before I tell you the wrong act. So Lawrence, we will have tickets to see Lawrence at MGM Music Hall at Fenway. Lawrence is a band. It's a family that's also a band. Very, very cool music. I follow them on Instagram. And they make really great music, and it's a very high energy show. So if there's someone in the audience, especially like a younger person in their 20s, late teens, 20s, I bet you they're into Lawrence. And we're going to have some tickets to that to give away coming up next week. And then I can tell you in a couple of weeks, looks like we're going to be giving away tickets to see a big country act that's coming to the Amp. We'll leave it at that. 508-996-0500. App chat on the WBSM app. Right now, though, I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, welcome back in. It is time now to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, located at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, where they have all kinds of great things going on. Let's find out what's happening this week with Eric. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Tim. What's going on, man?
I'm doing well here. What's happening over at the Butcher Shop this morning?
A lot of good stuff today, brother. Casserole, fish, you know how it goes. Weekend, yeah. Friday, weekends are coming.
Yeah, yeah. Anything special that people should come by and get that they can't usually get?
Dude, you know what? I always try to have everything that everybody wants, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, dude. But I'll tell you what, everybody's coming. I got chestnuts coming.
Ooh.
Well, not that they're coming, they're here already. I got chestnuts, I got chicken, I got tomahawks, I got Terrace Major, I got nice briskets for smoking. Everybody's smoking now.
Yeah, it's perfect time of year for that. And so when you are smoking your brisket, how do you like to do it?
Dude, honestly, I never smoked a brisket. I have no idea.
Really? I tried it once. It took me forever, but it was so worth it.
Yeah, I believe it, dude. A lot of people come. I got, like, repeat offenders pretty much for briskets. They like that stuff.
And I think it works for everything. You can use it for anything. You can eat it on its own. You can put it in sandwiches. It's very versatile.
Yeah, pretty much. It's corned beef stuff, right? Isn't that what that is? Yeah, it is. Brisket's corned beef. Yeah,
and, you know, I will eat that any time of year. It doesn't matter to me. I do it now in the Instant Pot. Makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, well, it's one less headache. You can walk away and let it do what it does.
Yeah, only takes an hour and a half, and it comes out super tender.
That's it. That's pretty quick. It's worth it.
Yeah. So what are you going to have this weekend?
Oh, dude. I'm looking... I got, you know what I like, dude? Honestly, I got picanha. You know what picanha is?
No.
Dude, it's called tri-tip. The Brazilians like to cook this stuff up. It's like it's off of a top stroll, and it's a nice piece of meat, man. It's really tender. People throw it on the grill. You can cut up into, like, steaks or tips. It's good stuff.
Hmm. Well, next time I come in, you'll have to cut some up for me. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, sure, man. You got it, brother.
All right.
Don't forget celebrity pork chops, too.
Oh, man, so good. So good. Everybody's got to get down there and have a celebrity pork chop or two or three.
You should try them.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in with us. We will talk to you next week.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you next week. I'm on vacation. I'm closed next for a week.
Okay, so we'll talk to you in 2 weeks then.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you.
Have a good one.
Later.
That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. So get your meats now. Get them this week because they're going to be closed next week, and you don't want to miss out on that. So let's go now to the phones, 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just was trying to let you know that the office really isn't all that.
Oh, the office? Yeah, it's not really all that?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. It's kind of boring.
No, I'm glad I didn't really miss much then.
Yeah, it's just mildly entertaining, like just enough to keep you engaged to the end, but it kind of sucks.
All right.
Well, so I just wanted to reassure you that it's not as good as some people say it is.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Thank you.
And
bye-bye.
It's one of those shows, I think, too, where the show might not be as funny as the ability to make the reference later. I think that's what people are telling me I'm really missing out on, is the ability to kind of be in on the joke when somebody references it later on. It's like a Kevin Smith movie where people might have never seen the movie, but they get the reference. And so then they know that it relates back to the movie, even though they've never seen it, but the reference itself becomes kind of funny. And, you know, my brother and I are consistently quoting movies all the time to each other and in general in conversations with people. But like when we get together, it's way worse. Like we will have entire conversations that are basically just movie quotes. Or if one just randomly pops into our head, we just say it, and then the other person laughs. And it's been like that our entire lives. And if you don't know the movie we're referencing, it doesn't matter because you still start referencing the same quotes that we do. You still say, oh, yeah, that's what they always say. And then you go back and you see the movie, you're like, oh, yeah, that's where that came from. Okay. Sometimes we don't even remember where the references came from. We just keep repeating them over and over again until eventually we're like, wait, did we get that from a movie? And then sometimes we'll just tell people, give us a movie. We'll give you like 10 quotes from it. It's weird, but it's what we do. All right, 508-996-0500. Say I'm taking a look outside, and it is a beautiful day out there. A beautiful day out there. But you're going to get some inclement weather. You're going to get some wintry weather. You're going to get some precipitation that falls from the sky. That's all coming your way in the next few months. And you might be thinking to yourself, oh, you know what? This is the year that I'm going to put up a carport outside the house. I can't build a garage, but I can put out a carport there, so at least takes away some of the damage on my car and gives me a little shelter when I'm getting in and out of it. And if you're thinking about putting one up, why not put one up for you that will not only protect your car, but will also work for you in gathering some energy and saving you money on your electric bill? Because you can put in a solar panel installation that doubles as a carport. It's one of the many great things that Isaacson Solar can offer you to not only go solar, but to go solar in a way where it benefits your family in multiple ways, like a carport, like a solar pavilion outside that can give you some added shade while helping to collect all of those rays of sunshine and turning them into energy. So if you want to see some of these in action, see what they're all about, see how they look, you can go to the Isaacson Solar Facebook page or go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com. When you go to the website, you can book an appointment for them to come out, take a look at your home, take a look at your property, give you ideas of how you can go solar, and let you know whether or not solar is right for you. They will give you simple, honest, direct answers to all of your questions. No runaround, no sales pitch, just the truth. So if you want to find out more about going solar and maybe going solar in style, then go to isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Let me take a break here, and then we can wrap up with a phone call or two if we have some time. We'll be right back. All right, let's take a quick phone call here to end things. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. And I would love to know the name of the singer that sang this last song. The singer and the song are amazing.
The singer of the last song, I don't remember what it was.
It was the last one about 20 minutes ago.
Do you remember what it was about at all?
No, it was very short, and when I noticed it, I jumped.
Oh, man, it's already gone out of my brain. I'll have to look it up. Was it Tempted by Squeeze, maybe? I'll go back and find out, and I'll let you know on Monday, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. I don't keep a running list, unfortunately. I just kind of go with whatever the moment brings me for playing the music. So I don't remember what I played 20 minutes ago. I will have to go back and listen and see if I can figure it out. So I know I have Maneater in front of me, but I don't think I played that. So, Chris, I've got that all queued up for you if you want it. That's going to do it for me for today. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. I'll be in Salem tomorrow night. Well, actually North Andover, but out there for my Spooky Salem event. So if you are going out to Salem for Saturday.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnaFi points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnaFi app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnifyRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.